Mana Food Pantries will be serving up its 7th annual Fill a Bowl for Mana event this weekend. WUWF's Bob Barrett has a preview.
The weather will be getting chilly again towards the end of the week, which means it's a great time to think about soup.
We've had some great leek and potato soup. I think we had turtle soup one year, I heard. And there's some hearty soups, some lighter soups, gumbo. I mean, just pretty much anything you can imagine.
Dee Dee Flaunlacher is the executive director of Mana Food Pantries. She's talking about some of the soups that will be available for their annual Fill a Bowl for Mana promotion this weekend. This year's event is set for this Saturday afternoon and features area restaurants showing off their best homemade soups.
We have 12 to 15 local restaurants who make homemade delicious soup. And for only $30, you purchase a handmade bowl. And then you take that bowl and you fill it up as many times as you want with soup.
The bowls used for the event are handmade, original pieces, all made locally.
Bill Clover, who actually is one of the great local potterists, he gets a lot of folks together, throws these bowls. We have about 1,000 of them for people to choose from.
Flaunlacher says that the $30 admission fee goes directly towards buying and distributing food to local families in need. And that need appears to be growing.
What happened in November, of course, was that food stamp benefits were cut for a lot of different reasons. And everyone has an opinion about that. And the opinion of Mana is that for us, it meant there were more hungry people to feed. And so we saw demand spike after that, and then we believe that if unemployment benefits are cut, it's going to increase demand as well.
Mana Food Pantries is a nonprofit that was established in 1982. It was the community's response to a comprehensive needs assessment conducted by the Northwest Florida Paralegal Association. It was designated to be the primary local agency to receive, store, and distribute non-perishable food donated from the community to people who have a legitimate, verifiable need. Executive Director Dee Dee Flaunlacher notes that there have been changes over the years in the types of people who have that need.
We've seen some trends happen over the past year. One of the trends that we're seeing is more grandparents that are raising grandchildren. And so we're seeing a lot more, because of that, we're seeing more seniors who are having to come in and receive help. But we're also seeing, without that grandparents raising grandchildren component, we're just seeing a lot of senior citizens, especially 60-plus-year-old people that are hungry. They have to pick between buying medication or buying food. And so what they're doing is they're electing to buy medication. And they come to Mana in order to receive help, and that's very important. Past year, we've helped over 42,000 people and nearly 18,000 families who needed us. And, you know, we operate 6 pantries in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. And we're able to do that because of the generosity of this community, being in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties both. If you need help, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We're there to help you through your emergency food crisis. We can help you a maximum of 4 times a year. And just give us a call. Let's see if we can do something for you.
The Fill a Bowl for Mana promotion will be this Saturday from 1 till 3 p.m. at the WSRE Performance Studio, located on College Boulevard on the Pensacola campus of Pensacola State College. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.